Let's imagine for a few moments what our life would be like if we could access 100%.
I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for.
I am Iron Man.
Hello everyone, my name is Duryesh Singh. I am a brain expert, memory trainer and an entrepreneur. This podcast channel is about growth mindset, self-improvement, building right habit and understanding more about your career, relationship, finance or any other area of your life.
Today, I'll be talking about subconscious mind. What is subconscious mind? How does it affect your reality? How can you use it to create your reality? How does negative thought gets into your subconscious mind? And most important, how can you reprogram your subconscious mind? Our brain can be categorized in different ways. Like in terms of memory, there is a short-term memory and a long-term memory. In terms of hemisphere, there's left hemisphere and right hemisphere. Similarly, in terms of consciousness or power of consciousness, there are two types, conscious mind and subconscious mind.
If you want to compare conscious mind and subconscious mind, consider this. Take a small piece of marble. That is your conscious mind. And on the other hand, you have to take the planet Earth. That will be your subconscious mind.
Yes, that's in terms of power. 95% of your day is run by your subconscious mind and you are absolutely unaware of it. For example, decision making. Throughout the day, there are so many decisions that you make with your subconscious mind and you are totally unaware of it. For example, the way you brush your teeth, everything that you do is done by your subconscious mind because you're constantly thinking about something else, right? If you recall, you will remember that your mind was on autopilot and you're constantly thinking about something else. But even then, the work was done, right? Or for an example, whenever you're walking back home from your school or from your office, you're constantly daydreaming. Your mind is again on autopilot mode, but you cross the road perfectly. You take the left turn, you take the right turn, you do everything perfectly fine. And then you realize that you have reached home, right? See, your mind going on autopilot and you reaching your home, crossing the path, crossing the road, everything was done both by your subconscious mind. So before you get back to your autopilot mode and forget to subscribe to this channel, please subscribe to this channel. Another example, when you're watching this video right now, you're also breathing, right? But you're so unaware of it, right? Because your subconscious mind is doing it. There are so many decisions that does not require your attention of decision making, like breathing, heartbeat, digestion of food, blood flow. All this does not require your attention of decision making because subconscious mind is doing it all for you. But there's something more important than this that subconscious mind does. That is, it creates your reality. Yes. Whether you're rich or poor, it's because of your subconscious mind. Whether you're struggling at stress or happy or prosperous, it all has to do with your subconscious mind. Or to be more precise, the beliefs in your subconscious mind. Let's understand this way. Your subconscious mind is like genie. Whatever you tell genie, regardless of whether it's good or bad, it will grant you that wish, right? Similarly, whatever beliefs you will have in your subconscious mind, that will become your reality. Now, if you want to be rich, just tell your subconscious mind that I'm rich and you shall become one. But you see, it's not that easy. Just like you cannot simply go to genie and ask your wish because the genie is protected by the lamp, right? Similarly, your subconscious mind is protected by your conscious mind. Now, if your subconscious mind is protected by your conscious mind, then how come all the negative thought gets in? Also, there is a way to ask genie your wish by rubbing the lamp. What is the right method to put thoughts in your subconscious mind? Good thoughts, powerful thoughts. Don't worry, I'll be answering both of these questions. By the way, you don't know what are the beliefs in your subconscious mind. You don't have direct access to it. For example, if I ask you, do you believe that women are less in comparison to men? To which you might say with an uppermost confidence that no, I don't believe that women are less. In fact, I believe that they are equal or women are better than men, right? But when you're saying this, you're saying it from your conscious mind. And as I told, conscious mind is not that powerful, right? So when you're saying that women are equal or better than men, you might say it is your conscious belief. Conscious mind is just the 5% of the beliefs that you know. And subconscious mind is the 95% of the beliefs that you don't know, but you believe them. Okay? So even when you're saying that you totally believe that women are equal or better than men, there might be a chance that deep down in your subconscious mind, you may have a belief that no, women are less in comparison to men. By the way, it's not your fault. I'll explain why it's not your fault. But in this case, if you are the woman and you have this belief that women are less in comparison to men, it doesn't matter how much skills you have or how well educated you are, you'll never be able to be more successful than men until and unless those subconscious mind beliefs are changed. Now, let's answer this question. How does negative thought get into your subconscious mind? See, when you were born till the age of 7, your brain was in theta state. That is, you only had subconscious mind, which was open like a bowl. That means it was absorbing all the information, which was good and bad. If I tell you to learn French or Germany, what you will do? You will take the grammar book, take the course lesson, and then practice a lot and then learn that language, right? But do you do the same with a small kid? No. They simply learn the language by listening everything that is happening around. In fact, if a child is exposed to multiple languages, which usually happen if the parents are from different castes, the child learns both the languages, right? In fact, they can learn more than two languages if they are exposed to several languages. All this happens because subconscious mind is constantly absorbing, like carbon copying, everything around. See, you don't impart the wisdom in your child to walk, but they tend to start walking, right? They also want to get up and start walking. Why? Because they are constantly looking everybody walking on the two legs. The subconscious mind is watching everything and start behaving the same manner. Similarly, your child knows so many norms of your society that you don't tell them. Why? Because they are constantly absorbing everything. Or let's just say the subconscious mind is absorbing everything. Now, all these things are good things, right? But let's see the negative part. Once I was dealing with one of my clients, he's very educated, well-skilled person. And he told me that it's been very long that he wasn't getting raise in his salary. Also, his side business was not giving him as much as it should be, even though he had the best product and the best services. So I put him into a semi-hypnosis and then I asked him to recall everything that he learned and heard the conversation regarding money. To which he said that he heard his mother talking to other relatives that rich people are bad, they are greedy, they lie to sell their product and they are dishonest. And all this went into his subconscious mind. This is the reason why I'm telling you, it's not your fault if you have a negative belief in your subconscious mind. Because the open bowl, that is the subconscious mind, is constantly absorbing all the information. Now, when he grew up, even though in his conscious mind, he had a belief that being good is every person's choice and there are a lot of rich people who are very generous and kind. But all of this was in vain because in order to not become those greedy, bad people, his subconscious mind never allowed him to become rich. Yes. Until and unless I reprogrammed his subconscious belief. And as soon as I did that, within 3 months, opportunities were knocking his door. And in 6 months, he made more money than past 2 years. Yes, that's the power of your subconscious mind. Even I had one of the subconscious mind belief. When I was in my college, I was earning pretty good, around 10K, by just working 3 hours, 5 days a week. And all the money was just for me. But I was just not able to save the money for a very long period of time. And then when I learned the power of subconscious mind, I realized that there's something wrong with the belief system around money. Then I put myself into self-hypnosis and then I recalled everything that I learned regarding money in my childhood. And then I recalled that my mom always used to say me that paisa haath mein aata hai aur turant nikal jata hai, which means money comes in my hand and goes away quickly. And this got into my subconscious mind and stayed there as a belief. Oof, the subconscious mind. Now, this is one of the reasons why I wasn't able to save money, because in my belief system, it was as if money has to come and go away quickly, right? Until unless I reprogrammed my subconscious mind. Yes, when I did that, automatically I was able to save a lot of money. So if you are a parent who is watching this video, be very careful of what you're talking to your children or what conversation are they listening to. Over 70% of the cases has been found that people have a negative belief that they're not worthy, they're not capable. And it all comes from family, relatives, and then friends. When parents become overprotective and they start telling their children, no, don't do this. You cannot do this. No, this is not for you. You cannot do that. All these get into their subconscious mind as a belief that they are not worthy or they are not capable. Especially nowadays when parents are talking over phone and their children comes in and want to talk to them and they just neglect them and ignore them. This gets into their mind as I am not enough. And this is one of the major subconscious belief that majority of people have. So be careful what you're doing or how you treat your children or what kind of conversation they're interacting with. Now, I'm sure that you might be thinking all this is not scientifically true. I mean, if I work hard, if I get educated and have lots of skill, I will be rich and I'll be worthy, I'll be enough. But here's the thing. Whatever I'm saying is very, very scientific. Everything is pure science. Also, listen to this. Nikola Tesla said that if you want to understand the universe, think in terms of energy. Now, energy means vibration. Vibration means frequency. So, think yourself as a radio. If you are tuned into 10 degree FM, you cannot expect to listen to song that is being played on 100 degree FM, right? Similarly, when you have a negative belief that rich people are bad, you are emitting lower frequency. You are in 10 degree FM. And when you are trying to become rich, you are trying to access the song which is being played in 100 degree FM. So that will not happen. With the negative belief in your subconscious mind, you are emitting lower frequency. That goes in the universe and come back as your reality, as your situations in your life. Like in my case, when I was trying to save money, something or the other situation used to come in my life that I had to use my money. Like either my phone got broke or I got sick or my brother got sick or something or the other that I had to use my money and I wasn't able to save my money. Until and unless I reprogrammed my subconscious mind. Now in my next video, I'll be talking about how can you reprogram your subconscious belief and how can you use them to create your reality. So please don't forget to subscribe my channel.
If you like that, please take some time out to review me on Apple Podcast. It means a lot to me and thank you in advance.
So if you want to learn more about growth mindset for your business, for your financial, for your health and for all aspects of your life, please follow, like and subscribe. You know all the norms. So please do that and come back again. Thank you.